always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
So what I want Americans to see is how successful the president's agenda, which is not just a short-term agenda, but a medium and longer-term agenda that is designed to create good jobs in parts of the country that in many ways have been left behind, and making us more secure and bringing down costs for Americans.
Chris, do you think some of those policies would include reasons why the labor participation rate is still way below where it was pre-COVID, and why kids continue to fail in our public schools all across the country? Is that the one she's talking about? Probably not.
She's living in an alternative reality, because what the American people are saying and what the polls are saying is not what she's reflecting in that statement at all.
That is for sure. I like how Joey during the break called her Granny Yellen. She is Granny Yellen. I don't know. Yeah, she and Joe Biden need to go hit the golf course and stop trying to make public policy. Some folks we'd love to make public policy have joined us now in studio. Chris, we've been talking about them all show. We're really excited to have Frances Howell, school board candidates, Adriana Kuhn, and Sam Young in studio with us. And Ken Gontarts, who's been working on this project for many years, is here as well. You can check out their website, Frances Howell Families. org. Adriana, Sam, welcome to the studio. Thanks for being here.
Welcome. Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so why don't you each introduce yourselves to our audience and explain why, after you obviously both fell and hit your heads, you decided to run for school board. In all seriousness, thank you so much for doing this. This is such an incredibly important public service that most people overlook and take for granted. But the school boards are where the battles for the future hearts, minds, and souls of our kids begin, doesn't it?
I agree. Yes, I have two kids in Frances Howell, and I've lived in this district now for over 10 years. My youngest is in ninth grade, and my oldest is in ninth grade, and my youngest is in fifth. So I've seen since kindergarten to ninth grade all those grade levels. And at first, I never had any problems with our school. I really felt like our schools were the best schools in all of St. Charles County, and I had no reason to go to a board meeting until 2020. And then I went to the board meeting to try to keep our schools open when they were going to be closed for in-person learning, because I just knew that was what was best for our children. And when I went to that meeting, I had members of our local NEA yelling at me that I was going to kill them and they were going to die for babysitting our kids. And I just actually couldn't believe it, because I had a lot of teacher friends at the time and talked to teachers all summer. So that started me on this journey. I kept going to keep our schools open, not just for in St. Charles County, but also St. Louis County. I wanted Frances Howell to set an example, because I do think we are one of the best districts, and we could show everyone else, hey, it's okay. We can keep our kids in school. And that started me on this journey. It wasn't a good time then for me to run. Now, 4 years later, I'm ready to take this on.
Fantastic. Sam?
Yeah, so I grew up on the other side of the state, outside of Kansas City, went to Mizzou on a Navy ROTC scholarship, got my engineering degree, and then went off to do 20 years in the United States Navy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It was good for me. I spent most of that time on submarines, but I also did a lot of staff planning, a lot of strategic planning. My last deployment was a carrier strike group out of Virginia, and we wanted to move back here. My oldest would have been starting ninth grade when I was getting out, so we were like, we wanted her to have a stable 4 years all in one high school. And I've got four kids. Now my oldest has already graduated from Frances Howell and is off at college. And I've been helping out with the last two school board elections in Frances Howell. And I wasn't able to do it previously because my oldest was in our high school robotics team, and that season runs the same time as campaign season for these school boards. She's graduated, and the next one told me he wasn't going to do robotics, so I was like, I volunteered to run, and I had a little inkling of what it was about because I'd helped with the last two campaigns, but it's been quite the trip here doing this.
Sam, was there a moment during the pandemic or something that your kids brought home from school that was the moment for you that said, I need to run for school board and get involved? What was the moment for you?
Well, my kids were, we really focus on education in our household. Mm-hmm. And, you know, moving here from, you know, my daughter starting, she was a little nervous about starting, you know, high school, not coming from the area. And, I tell you what, she killed it. You know, she finished very high in her class. And I was just like, I don't know if the focus is all here in this mm-hmm. school district. You know, like my daughter is a smart girl. But you know, like where was the competition? You know, why didn't we have stronger mm-hmm. academics already resident here? I started to go into school boards in June of 21. Mm-hmm. And just seeing like the kind of dysfunction of our school board and, kind of, you know, the lack of discussion that was going on. They couldn't really back up everything mm-hmm. they were doing. So, that's what motivated me.
Adriana, have you learned throughout this process that, and not talking about the individual teachers here, because Chris and I both know a lot of teachers that are right thinking people and, they may have to do it quietly or behind the scenes, but they listen to our station. They listen to our shows. They love what we stand for. But have you found that the teachers unions are dead set on controlling school boards all across the state of Missouri, probably all across the country, and that their agenda is not one that really benefits the kids, but benefits a left-wing ideology? Is that true, or am I going too far?
Very true. Because here's the thing. For the past two elections, we kept getting conservatives in, and this year, they are coming against us hard. Mm. Our opponents are endorsed by the NEA, which the NEA openly states all these resolutions that they want boys and girls restrooms. They want gender-affirming care available in our schools. They want all of these left-leaning ideologies pushed in our schools. They also want, this is something that happened in 2021, removal of advanced classes for the sake of equity. Mm. That hurts everyone. And now our opponents are endorsed by not only the NEA, but also PACs that are built from Democrats like Ted House and mm-hmm. former superintendents. And one thing, I think it's hard for the general public because I didn't quite know this either. The way school boards are structured is that you have a superintendent who oversees the district and regulates the administration. And then the school board is elected by the citizens so that we who fund the public education in our country have a say in what's being taught in our schools.
Right.
So we are elected by the citizens to oversee the district, to make sure that our funds are being used wisely. And when a superintendents are coming out and endorsing multiple superintendents coming out endorsing these other people, it's these single entities that already have so much control of over the school. And mm-hmm, now they want mm-hmm. to control the school board that should be governed by the citizens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Attorney General Andrew Bailey is questioning DEI that was taught in the Hazel School District, where, of course, that horrible beating happened between those two students. I haven't followed it all of that closely, but I know out in the Francis House School District, there were questions about Black Studies curriculum. I saw this week that the school board has reversed their previous ruling on that. For those that aren't following this very closely, what is going on out there?
Yeah, so back during COVID, the school board that was in place, mm-hmm. you know, they put in an anti-racism resolution, and then they started making decisions based on equity, which to them really meant racial quotas. You know, they looked at the demographic quotas of the classes, and they were making decisions based on that. And as part of that whole time frame, they put in these Black History, Black Literature courses. Now, these courses could have been great, but they used Southern Poverty Law Center social justice standards, you know, as the basis for them. And they hired a professor of education from Mizzou who taught critical race theory. And that's how they built these courses. And so the school board in December, our current school board, which has five conservative majority, rescinded the Southern Poverty Law Center social justice standards. Got those out of them. We can't use them for any classes now. And they told the administration, you either rewrite these or they're not in the next, course catalog. And so, the the administration chose to rewrite them, and these courses are much better now. They're more academically focused, and, you know, they're not politically active. You know, we had people protesting, saying you can't teach Black history without political activism, basically. You can't have politically neutral Black history, and I think that's wrong. You know, like, we can obviously share that. There's so much of that. It's a rich history, and we should be sharing it, but we don't need Southern Poverty Law Center social justice standards behind it, you know, so...
Speaking to Sam Young and Adriana Kuhn, KUHN, they got two great websites, voteadrianakuhn.com, votesamyoung.com. Sam, you know, wouldn't it be great if our K through 12 institutions taught the things that helped you become a successful human being, serve our military at the highest levels, work on all kinds of complicated ships and machinery and technology? We need to be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, science, technology, engineering, and math to prepare our kids for a very complicated world, and not all this social engineering and social justice theory, right?
Yeah, let's focus on that. Hey, how about also we promote hard work and meritocracy? We can also, hey, tell kids, hey, you should honor your teachers. You know, you shouldn't mistreat, disrespect your teachers because they're giving you a great opportunity. And also, how about you honor your parents? You honor your grandparents, you know, so we can have some good behavior in these schools and we can have respect for one another in our culture.
Before we run out of time, this question is for both of you. What is your platform? What do you want to see changed in the school district and something that you'll be working hard to get changed if you're elected?
Well, one thing that's really important to both of us, but especially me, is fiscal responsibility. I'm a former stockbroker, and I have a small business right now. I also have a degree in psychology. That doesn't necessarily relate to the fiscal responsibility, but we have a $280 million budget in our schools. Wow. We should be better than any private school in the area. All of our public schools should be better than any private school in the area with such a large budget. So we're not properly utilizing it, and we should, because those funds need to go to our students, to our teachers, for the things we need. So fiscal responsibility, and then also increased academic standards. One thing in 2021, it really made me upset when they removed those advanced classes, because we need levels of learning for all of our students. And it just harms everyone when we take that opportunity away. So higher academic standards, fiscal responsibility, and I am a big supporter of parental rights, especially what happened in 2020. Parents should be making the decisions. We should never have the schools step on our parental rights for medical reasons, for things that go on in our schools. We need to work together as a unit so that we can really make our schools the best they can be.
Yeah, so my big three are fiscal responsibility. We're under a state audit right now for the $79 million cost overrun on our new high school, Francis Howe North, which is really just a rebuild of a current high school. And then high academic achievement, kind of talked about earlier. And then, you know, my big thing is we shouldn't be teaching the newest ideas of society to our kids. You know, instead, the parents and the community is what should be having a say on what we tell them. And, you know, really, the schools should be reflecting our local community, our local values. We teach them what's along with our laws and time-tested ideas. You know, you talked about, you know, how can you be successful? Right, hard work. That's something. If you want to be successful, that's part of it.
Adriana, given your background, as you've dug into this, have you been surprised to learn how much money? Look, it's important to have buildings and classrooms and all that, but have you been surprised at all to learn how much money doesn't go into the classroom curriculum that should be taught inside the schools?
Yes, curriculum and materials too, and our teachers' salaries. One of the best indicators of success in schools is low class sizes. Right now, a lot of our classes are at 30 students per class. If we took money from elsewhere and actually put it in the classroom for additional teachers, that's going to benefit all students. So I really want to see more of our money feet on the ground where we see real results immediately from it.
Websites?
Yeah, mine's at votesamyoung.com, and I'm on Facebook at Sam Young for Francis Howe School District.
And I am a VoteAdrianaKuhn.com and right. then on Facebook at Adriana Kuhn for Francis Howell School Board.
Fantastic. And folks, if you want a general overview of all the issues going on in the school district, you can simply go to FrancisHowellFamilies.org. That's FrancisHowellFamilies.org. Ken, thanks for bringing the gang in here. And Sam and Adriana, thank you for everything you're doing for our future leaders of tomorrow. So important.
Thank you for having us. Vote April 2nd.
Yeah, yes. we'll let you guys get back on the doors. That's right. Vote Tuesday, April the 2nd. All right.